Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Wednesday, February 23rd, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Lebanon tops today's news. Last week's assassination of a key Lebanese leader sent shockwaves throughout the Middle East and around the world. Baptist World Alliance's Denton Lott says Christians are concerned over the future of religious freedom now that their champion is gone.
We hope it doesn't return to civil war. Nobody knows at this stage who assassinated Hariri, but there's a great concern for peace in Lebanon, and Christians and Muslims are working to maintain the fragile peace that they have because they don't want another civil war, since thousands were killed in that tragic civil war several years ago.
Next, recent reports indicate that there are 30,000 children living on the streets of Ghana's cities and towns. In surviving, education often falls by the wayside. However, Every Child Ministries' Lorella Rouster says they just opened Haven Academy, a special school aimed at these kids.
We are operating preschool through second grade. We have plans to continue adding classes every year. And it's a big challenge because these kids have lost so much ground. There's so much that needs to be covered to just enable them to catch up with other kids their age.
And finally, in a world where there are 50 English-speaking countries that need Bibles, a Bible ministry is seeking an army of American believers to handle the need. It's Bibles for the World's all-volunteer Bible Army. Studies indicate that the average American household has 3 to 5 extra Bibles in retirement. You can get them out of retirement by registering your Bibles at BibleArmy.com. You'll then receive a complete kit to get them back into circulation, helping with discipleship and evangelism. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Strategic World Impact's new DVD, Revolution, is available at 1-800-995-4828. Learn how God might use you to reach out to those affected by war, persecution, or natural disasters like the tsunami. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.